getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hello, my name is Jesse Bradley, and I'm the pastor at Grace Community Church in Auburn. And I want to take a minute and talk about forgiveness. Now, in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 30, we read that, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you." So there we have a clear command in Scripture to forgive everyone fully. And you grieve the Holy Spirit when there's unforgiveness in your heart. The Holy Spirit wants to come into that area of unforgiveness. And I encourage you right now to give access to the Holy Spirit in every part of your life. Take down those walls and choose, make a willful decision to choose to forgive those people who have wronged you. Now, that doesn't mean that what they did is okay. What they did is not okay. It's still wrong. But you're making a choice to not hold bitterness, resentment, grudges, or trying to get revenge. Revenge is the Lord. And He'll take care of that side of the justice. But for your role, instead, don't wait for an apology. That person, maybe they're never going to give you an apology. And forgiveness is different than healing. Healing takes a time. It takes a long time. Forgiveness, it's right now. It's a clear decision. And so it's an act of the will. And again, it's not optional. If Jesus has forgiven you, then you need to forgive everyone else. And actually, when you forgive, even though that's a difficult step to take, you're going to experience incredible freedom. Because when you don't forgive people, it's like keeping yourself in a jail cell that you don't want to be in. And they might not even know or feel your wrath, but your own bitterness inside of you is not good for your body or your mind or your soul. So when you forgive someone, you're freed. Jesus gave a parable in Matthew chapter 18, and Peter just asked him, "How many times do I have to forgive people? Seven times?" He's asking as if, you know, on the eighth time, I can be really mean and nasty back to them. Well, Jesus says, no, it's 70 and 7, 70 times 7. In other words, there's no ending to the forgiveness. And he told this parable. He said, there's a king and there's a servant. And the king, well, the servant owed him millions of dollars, and the king forgave his debt. And the servant went out, and there was another servant that owed the servant a couple of dollars. And the servant was cruel and mean to him. And then it says the king is not happy with the servant who wouldn't forgive. And the question is asked in Matthew chapter 18 and in verse 33, "Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" So Jesus forgives us all of our sins for eternity. That's like the millions of dollars. People sin against us. That's like the couple of dollars. Because Jesus has forgiven us fully, now you have the power and the ability to forgive other people fully. In the same way Jesus has forgiven you, forgive other people. You might be tempted to not forgive, so say it out loud. I forgive. You can say it now. I forgive, and then say the name of the person. There's probably one person that's hardest for you to forgive. Today could be a breakthrough. You say, I forgive. And yes, you still might need space. They might not be safe, but I forgive. And I've talked to people on their deathbed who haven't forgiven people. It's a terribly sad situation. And so God's grace and mercy, decide today fully for everyone because Jesus has forgiven you. Enter in to that forgiveness. Receive it fully from the Lord and give it fully to someone else today.
You've been listening to Pastor Jesse Bradley from Grace Community Church in Auburn. For more details about the church, visit them online at graceinauburn.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.